The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this Friday, 10th of April, 2015. And with me today, I wanted to bring this gentleman on for a couple of different reasons. The main reason is he's going to be starting a program Monday, prior to this one, Monday through Friday. Is that not right, Mr. Kaplan?
It is.
How are you doing, Mark?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well. I'm trying to turn off all of my ringers.
It sounded like it sounded like you were a little distracted. You're like you were fading on me there.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm right here. How's it sounding?
No, that's fine.
That's
great. Just a little close to your mouth, though. You can hear some breathing, which is a good thing. That tells me this is live and it's not Memorex.
Yeah, I am alive.
Hey, some people may not know who you are. You've subbed on this program before. You're going to do a show called Spiritual Survival Radio Program. And that's going to give the perspectives on your completed 22-year journey. And it must have been a heck of a journey of legal activism in the attempts to reclaim your natural rights as a man that were lost as a citizen of the state. Well, they actually changed the state. Our state didn't change, but the state sure did in how they recognize us. Today's focus is empowering others by shedding a light on the darkness of futility of pursuing a false freedom from the state and presenting a real freedom option through practical application, spiritual values, real life solution, and biblical principle included in your presentation. Now, your show is not going to be about religion. It's simply offering the opportunity for listeners' eyes to be opened through life-giving information that enhances the quality of their lives and support of their spiritual survival. That's something that seems to be missing a lot lately, don't you think, Mark? Any kind of moral perspective whatsoever?
Absolutely. After 22 years of being in paralysis, I finally came out of it. And now I have a very jaundiced perspective that I'd like to share. And that perspective, though, comes with hope. Because if, you know, once you come out of an illness or once you come out of a place of darkness, then you come into light. And that's basically what's happened to me. And I'm still on that journey. This is the new journey. So, you know, that's going to take me all the way into the grave, I would hope.
Well, if we're done discovering tomorrow, what's the point?
we might as well go there first or faster.
There you go. So tell me, nobody knows your real background here, what you've experienced through this legal system. So what has been happening for 22 years? I guess that's a small loaded question.
No, I'm basically, one thing about coming in out of the darkness, I went in and I put in a LinkedIn profile and a Facebook profile, first one I'd ever done. And then I figured out that everything in the world is linked together. So whatever I say here, I am now basically an open book. So I'm going to talk about quite a bit of actually that actual journey, and I think I've got some stories to tell. It started out, I was about 35 years old, and it went through the militia movement, and it went through the constitutional movement, and I don't know if anybody here, they're probably old enough to remember Jural societies.
Oh, yeah.
And then common law societies, and then there was the prepper thing came into vogue. We'd been doing it for a while, but then it got real popular. And went through that, and all this time, I've been in and out of court, actually taking litigation not only for myself, but helping other people through traffic and IRS and a few other things. So,
it's the happy journey that most Americans, if they're awake and not dead, and if there is somebody there to steal the eyes off a dead man, the usual agencies.
Yeah. Well, what's happened is I kind of came to a completion. I didn't know it was really happening, and I'll tell you what, John, RBN was really part of the reason it came to a head, is because some of the talk show hosts and the shows I had listened to, and brought to light that there was more, and it was outside of the box. And I thought I was outside the box, and you know, you get outside of one box and you find out you're inside another one. So, you know, as we remove ourselves, we basically figure out that we're still in some new system. And on February 2nd, that came to a close, and I got my answer. So after 22 years, the question had been answered, and can you be free from the state system?
If
you need a cliffhanger, there's a good one right there.
Well, I was just going to say, and that's it. You're going to just drop it right there. Okay, folks, tune in Monday to hear the answer to the yes. Well, you know, part of the militia, you were part of that back in the 90s, hey?
Oh, yeah. Wow. I was actually the spokesman for the militia in Central California.
And
I got on national news and international news, and what happened, that became such a big push. When the Merrill building in Oklahoma City went down, everybody ran for their own cubbyhole and destroyed that. You couldn't find three people to get together.
Well, and the FBI had no problem finding me. I don't know if you remember this. It was on CNN. And it was plastered pretty much over the news, but CNN carried this story for 9 days. Or, I'm sorry, 4 days. And it was the fax that was sent from my office to Congressman Steve Stockman. He was U.S. Congressman down here in Texas. And he wasn't in his office, and it was on his desk. Somebody picked it up, and the story was they pulled it out of a trash can, but I don't buy that. But anyhow, somebody had contacted the FBI, and when they looked at the facts, it apparently appeared to them that it came in an hour before the Oklahoma City bombing. And all it was a sit rep for somebody that used to be on Stockman's campaign when they were down here in Texas. So, needless to say, the FBI always on the job. I had these creatures, the ATF, the county sheriff, everybody showing up my doorstep, and they all nicely dressed in suits as one guy put it, as not to alarm you. But the fax machine, it didn't have one of these automatic identifier updates. So in other words, of a time changer, if you plug it in, it seeks the computer time and sets itself. So it apparently, we gave a sit rep on something that apparently didn't happen yet. And this was the magnanimous thinking of the FBI. So they showed up, and they just wanted to see the fax. And CNN, I called them, the idiots over there. I said, look, I said, you're posting a story that has already been resolved. If you don't believe me, and this is the guy this story is about, why don't you call the FBI? But it didn't faze them. They ran the damn story for 4 days, and I had to keep looking at this fax that came out of my fax machine for 4 days. I mean, the idiocy, or should I say the efficiency of the FBI is really astounding.
Well, the main thing is they need something to do, and they take that low-lying fruit. You know, if they actually had to go and actually do something, they'd be out of a job. Because they wouldn't be allowed to.
Well, I mean, it's an agency that now they've been given permission. It's, things been swapped. The CIA can now operate inside the country, and the FBI is operating outside the country. So
they have an office in Russia and several others all over the world.
Well, and geez, so what are they doing over there? Preventing the Russian gangsters from coming here, or are they just giving them passports, I wonder?
I think they're helping the Russians counterfeit dollars.
You know, it's funny. You should say that. Just a little thought aside here. Yesterday, I gave a gal at the cashier a $5 bill, and she put one of those marking pens on it, and I said, "What are you doing?" And she said, "Well, I do that to all the bills. They're counterfeiting everything." I said, "$5 bills?" I said, "Is that for as much as a $5 bill or a dollar bill will buy you? Do you even give a damn if it's counterfeit for what it can purchase?"
Yeah. It's amazing.
It is. Well, look, the program, now, this is not going to be a biblical, you know, are you saved, here's your scripture for the day thing. What are you going to do with this program? You're going to kind of infuse the law versus the biblical law. What's going to go on here?
Well, and hopefully you're not hearing the breathing. I did adjust the microphone. So the main thing is, you know, you have to have hope. And at the end of this journey, I kind of ran out of hope, except I found a new path. And I'm going to be real upfront with it. This is all new for me. Last August, I met and married my wife. And she happens to be a very prolific a minister of the Word of Jesus Christ. And I really didn't look at it. Now, I was introduced to Jesus being part of the law on Clint Richardson's show when he had Daniel, Christian Remedy and Law, on his show.
Okay.
And so it's basically your fault, John.
Oh, well. Yeah. Everything mostly is. I mean, that militia that you joined in California, we started most of the militias in the country, so that was my fault too.
So I've been following your in your footsteps.
My ghost steps. I'd already been there and gone.
You've been there and gone.
yeah.
Well, you're smarter than I was. So the main thing is so I have all this background and knowledge, and I started cracking the Bible because I've never really, you know, I've read the Bible. It's not that I wasn't spiritual beforehand. And I came through a bunch of stuff, including Judaism, but I never really cracked the New Testament. I started getting into the New Testament, and the first thing I said is, this is a law book, and it is the ultimate law book.
Now, let me stop you right there, because people have heard that before. What do you mean it's the ultimate law book?
Well, okay, just for example, take the Lord's Prayer, which is it's Luke 11:2-4. Right there, that is a trust contract. If you read through the Lord's Prayer, you have all the nine elements of a trust. There's a guy, I actually have the trust document. I should post it on my
document. Let me stop you right here. Is this the Our Father Who Art in Heaven prayer?
Yeah, that one.
Well, have you ever heard the original? It's been modified so many times. The original is completely different in the Aramaic. It is completely different from the version that you see in the Bible today.
Well, and I'm only going to go off of what, because I'm not, you know, I'm so tired of learning new languages and new things along, you know, I've been through about 20 different jurisdictions, and every time you do, you have to learn a new language just when you're studying law. But when you study the Bible, we went back, and what resonates with me is the 1599 Geneva Bible, which was the one that came in 22 years before the King James Version. And those guys were hunted down and killed by the Vatican for bringing out this Bible, and all the copies they tried to round them up and burn them. So anybody the Vatican doesn't want to go after, or the Vatican goes after, means he's a friend of mine. So that's the one I'm using. And it's in English, and it's available. So yeah, that's one I'll be using.
Well, and I have the copy of that Bible and the annotations. I've got just about every Bible that has
They're
been
awesome.
Put out there. And you know, it's fascinating to me. And I'm serious. And who told me this? And actually, on my way up to Oklahoma, or was it the way back? We were in the car. A woman had sent him the Lord's Prayer in the Aramaic and the direct translation to English. And I want to make sure you get that because sure. It puts a whole new slant. I mean, you don't have to learn a new language. It was translated to English. I'm not asking you to learn Arabic. Nice. But what I'm saying is that the emphasis in the Lord's Prayer, once you hear this, mm-hmm. it will put a total different meaning. And one of these was about materialism. And they actually used that very word, materialism, that has been totally eliminated. Now what we have... I mean, my goodness, it's no wonder people are confused. Now they're tuning into Joel Osteen or whoever the heck he is. And, you know, the power of prayer, just ask Jesus and he'll dump a bunch of cash on you, you know, kind of deal.
Well, and that's what I'm going to be really kind of hitting. It's not, you don't have to look to anybody else. You basically, there is a mechanics to this. One of the things I did along with all this legal stuff is I'm a master electrician, and I've built and run several electrical companies in my life, and I've worked in the field, and I worked in electronics and electrical. And, you know, if you wanted a major office building wired down to somebody's home theater, I've done pretty much everything but a nuclear power plant. So I look at the Bible not only as a law book, it's also a manual, and there is an actual, fairly clear, once you get into it, it's a fairly clear mechanical manual of how to actually do this. And that's what's not being talked about in church. Because if, you know, once you get where this thing is going, and, you know, I'm gonna do it in a very concise way, but once you get what I'm talking about, you can disagree with me, and that's okay, but you're not going to hear this in church because you don't need a priest. You don't need someone else to hold your hand. This is something you can do on your own.
Well, and you know, it's rather fascinating. I remember years ago I had a self-professed atheist, and he, when talking to him, I had absolutely no doubt that he was. But he said something very interesting after this hour-long conversation. He said, look, he said, I'm not arguing that the biblical law or the Ten Commandments, let's just say, is a bad way to set up a society and a culture. And I thought that was rather big of him, because if you look at the Ten Commandments, you know, I mean, what does it mean, thou shalt not steal? Most people will think of that as, well, that has to do with me personally. These are my commandments, and I am But it is a commandment to all of man, thou shalt not steal. And if you look at it in that regard, it's just not you stealing from somebody or somebody else directly stealing from you. It's the thought or the mindset that thievery is even going on. And when I speak of things like that, thou shalt not steal, shouldn't we be dealing with a money system in this country that they're not stealing our wealth while we're using this toxic stuff? You know, that kind of expansive thought on the same theme, thou shalt not steal, or and this has also been changed, Mark, thou shalt not kill. Well, okay, well, I'm not going to eat a live chicken. It's pretty nasty looking, and it'll probably peck my eyes out when I'm trying to eat it. So I'm going to have to kill the chicken in order to eat it. What the original edict was, thou shalt not murder, which carries a whole different connotation of thou shalt not kill. So, you know, and these things, you know, I've gone to so many churches, and I've listened to so many pastors and preachers, and all they do is they just find a style, they know that book, and they're just repeating.
Yes.
And I have
And the thing is, it's edited from the pulpit. So there will be passages, and we all know, okay, if nobody knows about the, church response team? What's it, the cleric response teams, where they had them in Katrina, where they sent the preachers in and says, well, okay, give up your guns.
Hold it right there. Let's pick it up exactly from that when we get back. Talking to Mark Kaplan. Show starts Monday, folks, 2 to 4 p.m. Central.
shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
All right, we're back talking with Mark Kaplan. Different perspective stuff on law. And Mark, you know, in the past, I've been kind of resistant. You know, like you, somebody comes up with a new formula. This is how you can beat the court, or this is how you can get them to leave you alone. And you know, I don't object to that. Everybody, and we used to have this thing called the Constitution, that's what it was. Gee, I almost forgot what it was. It has been used in such a long time that there were protections in there. It was the thou shalt not list from the government, this is what they shouldn't do. Okay, and it was written down so they would remember what our rights are. And, you know, the founders were some pretty smart people. Because they said, you know, these are God-given rights. These are rights that men should have, and this is what we believe, and this is what we're going to put down in this document. And they started a country based on God-given rights. Well, and as we've noticed over the years, what's the simplest thing to do? Well, you take that disconnect from God. You know, the founders did it because, okay, this is, you know, the rights come from God. That's the highest in the universe, so how are you going to trump that? Well, they simply, over the years, just threw God out of the equation. You know?
Yeah, but it was a slow process. You know, I like what Jefferson said. He said, you know, you need a revolution every 19 years. Because he knew you could not have a government that stayed on the path of biblical principles if the corporations that grew up around it got control, and that's what happened.
Well, and look at the state that we're in. I mean, this, to me, sometimes when I sit back and I look at this, because I'm enmeshed, I'm involved in this every single day. I've been cognizant of things for over two decades. So when I look at this, sometimes I just step back and I look at the confounding, chaotic, putrid mess that has been created. And I, people just don't seem to make that connect that, you know, well, years ago it was better, because years ago you didn't have the people doing the damage to the government, say, to its people, through their administrative agencies. And I see this calamity and this chaos and this economic meltdown, and I look at all of this, and I'm just, if I were to write the biggest horror story for humankind, I don't think I could have read I don't think I could have written a better script as to what we're seeing right now if we wanted total nonsensical chaotic for a lot.
Well, the thing that I think we forget, especially in the liberty movement and the rest, is that what we're really talking about is individual people. Yes, there's all these, three-letter soup-to-nut agencies. And yes, there's all of this control systems put in place. But in reality, there's some guy filling out a form that is doing what he considers his job. That man or woman is us. And so this United States, you know, if you turn it around, and it really should be the states united. If you are a state, in fact, you are an independent, living, breathing being with a soul. You are a state, in fact, and we unite together. Well, we've united together in this system that is poisoning us. And that system needs to be exposed. You have to bring it into the light and tell people about it.
Ah.
But not in such a way that they feel like it's that they're being blamed. It's not your problem. It's not your, I mean, it's your my problem, but it's not our fault. This system has been set in place for the last 5,000 years. It is no different now than it was when Moses came to Egypt. It's the same system, just a new revision.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because several people have been pointing it out to me lately, and some not so graciously, but nevertheless, I got the point. And you're right, because, you know, As you look at the tax man, the IRS man that's sitting there, and I got this mental picture of him sitting there filling out the forms to come in, do an investigation on you and to turn your house upside down to your business and take all your files, or the police officer that's doing his administrative duty where he knows he's going to be doing something that, you know, it's just not quite right, but it's policy and that's what I got to do to get my paycheck. It has to be the choice of the individual, but based on what? Not your boss lording over you and saying, well, do this or I'm going to fire you. It has to come from within side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Alrighty, we are back. So, starting Monday, 2 o'clock, Central Time, I was thinking in my head, your time, and then I realized that that wasn't the correct time because your time would be 12 until 2.
I relocated to Idaho.
Uh-huh.
It is so beautiful up here.
Well, at least you don't have the stench of the socialist and communist and somebody that's got a better idea on how to run your life, regardless of what you think.
And well, the thing about Idaho, there's two major facts. One is it's an open carry state.
Hmm.
With a must issue concealed carry. So I kind of like that.
When you say must issue, what does that mean?
That means that the sheriff must issue the concealed carry permit unless you're a felon.
So it's an open carry state. So under that, if it's an open carry, then he's got to issue a concealed.
No. They're two separate things.
Okay.
One, open carry means you can carry openly.
Right.
But if you're going to conceal, you have to go in all states, you go to a sheriff, and the sheriff makes a decision whether you're a worthy member of the community. Well, in Idaho, it's a must issue, which means unless you have a felony, they must issue you the permit. It's not in their discretion.
You know what I discovered in Michigan years ago, that they did the same thing. Now, I'm not going to argue the point that concealed weapons and how this really came about was over issues such as carjackings, because you couldn't go a day in any major city or any place USA, and multiple times per day. I don't even know how many times. But we had these carjackings going on, and you'd have a thug come up to you at a stop sign or a stoplight or whatever, or in a parking lot of a grocery store, and stick a gun in your face and take your goodies from you, including your car. Well, what happened after people started applying for these concealed weapon carry permits, the thugs and the criminals kind of got the idea that they didn't know who was packing and who wasn't. So what you saw was the incidence of carjackings just drop right through the floor. But there was a little problem with this. Up in Michigan, we noticed that, well, yes, the state will issue you a concealed carry permit. But then if you ran afoul of any of the little rules, then it shouldn't have even been there, or for another action that had nothing to do with firearms or violence or death or destruction or somebody getting shot, that they could take that concealed weapon carry permit from you and you would never have it again. So it was, they used it as another way, as restriction on your right of self-protection.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, the state isn't there for our benefit. So
well.
That's just another example of it.
It's just they just set up the rules and they make the stuff and we've got to comply. And if you don't, well, there's penalty. Yeah, we get that.
And the second thing about Idaho is it has no real welfare state. They have no benefits here. So
let me ask the obvious question. Do you have multiple nationalities running around in that state?
You know, the color around here is very sparse. This is when we run across a black or an Asian or something in the grocery store. You know, and I used to live in California and in Vegas, and I've lived all over the
place.
And
you were probably the only white guy in line.
And sometimes, because I've worked in South Central LA at midnight. So I'll tell you what, I was in a third world country down when I did that. But here it's like the opposite. There, it's 99% Caucasian, and because there is just, you know, it's just the way it is. You know, I don't know if you know about Sandy Valley, Idaho, but that's where Bo Greitz and all those guys went. So, you know.
Yeah, but Bobo got his luggage and he left for California last I heard.
Yeah, he had, but he had a whole community and compound. That, I mean, you know, Sandy, Idaho is, you know, basically that's about the fringe of the fringe of the fringe.
Well, and I think he called it Kamei, almost heaven, was it not?
Yeah, and
I remember talking to Greitz. He was at one of these expos, and I said to him, I said, you know, I said, you know, you're putting together a Christian community and all that's fine. I said, but you know what? I said, doesn't it make you a little uncomfortable that you're assembling a grand target that an A-10 could go over and just, and you're all gone? You know, here's what I'm getting at, Mark. As I started to say before, you know, I kind of resistant to, yeah, if a system works to keep the state off your back and you can breathe a little bit, yeah, I'm for that. But for those that don't adopt those principles for that protection, the disease remains to eat the next victim.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And I don't know if you heard me, the last comment I made before we went to break is everything is really fear-based. So the main thing is you coming out of fear, whatever that fear is. And if you can live without fear, and I want to talk to everybody who's listening to my voice, my entire program is basically, there's the nut right there, is to try and give people a way to not be in fear.
Okay, well, now that you brought that up, I'm going to do an off-color takeoff on that. Excuse me. The only fear that I have right now is keeping this network online. And that's my only fear. I know, and I know you know this as well, Mark. We've got some very interesting challenges coming at us in the future. I don't think anybody would disagree with that.
Absolutely true.
One of the biggies. I mean, aside from the political idiots out there that are running their legislative democracy and think if they get approval of 51% of voters, they can do any damn thing they want to do. I'm just not speaking about them. I'm speaking about the country as a whole and its economic condition. I mean, we're teetering on the brink of the dustbin of history and the United what? And how long were they around? Yeah, that kind of thing. But I know that we have bad times coming. And people think that I don't know if they take it seriously or they've heard it and they dismiss it or whatever. But I tell them that you better get your mind right here, because what's going to be happening in the future, if you think you're challenged today, what's going to happen in the future will test you to a degree that it is either going to make you or it definitely is going to bust you up. It's going to break you. And I've talked to people about this. You know, they're very proud that, I never owned a gun before. Now I have one. Now I know how to load it and clean it, and I go to the range and I shoot it. Okay, that's fine. You know how to operate a gun. But being in a situation where that gun may be necessary for the preservation of your life and your property or that of your family is a total different scenario. So again, how are people going to handle that? Because you just know how to clean and shoot a gun doesn't mean diddly squat. As a matter of fact, that might be the very instrument, depending on who and what you're dealing with in whatever circumstance, might in fact get you killed by even having that gun in your hand if you're not prepared to use it in a proper circumstance.
Every gun expert will tell you that the main problem is people don't have the right mindset when they pull a gun. And if you can get someone who is not in fear, then they will be, it just becomes more like a fork and a knife. It's just another tool.
It's something that you just use and you don't really think about it. It becomes automatic.
Exactly. And that's why the military trains that way. The military trains often and more often. And then you have the special forces guys that can basically take out somebody, in seconds flat. And as you become more comfortable, well, for the civilian, the main thing is if you have I'm not saying no fear, but if you have an outlook that you know how to keep fear in check, then that's going to serve you well in any situation.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with you more. And like I said, the only thing that I fear nowadays is not being able to function and do what I know is necessary and run this network. You did as a matter of fact, you advertised this. The banner is still on the website, I believe, for Kryptonite. And,
yeah.
And I want you to explain, because you told me one time this is a wonderful little device, and what it can do for your privacy, but I'd forgotten most of what you told me. What is it exactly? How is it developed, and what can it do?
Well, the thing, let me tell you a little bit about Kryptonite. I went out and I truly believe in the product. Otherwise, I can't give it to anybody. I can't sell it to anybody. So when I came on the radio station and was doing Kryptonite, which is data encryption software, and I got that. I am so sorry.
That's fine.
I'm gonna
Just don't do it while you're doing your own show. I don't care.
Right.
Yeah, you're a guest on mine right now.
I have to learn how to turn all this stuff off and get rid of it.
So. Well, my approach is if I can't get it to shut up, I just rip it out of the wall and I worry about repairing it.
I just did.
Congratulations, so, you followed one of my ghost steps.
There you go. There's a third or fourth one. Data encryption software is basically, you take whatever you're going to send. If you want it to be private, and this is one thing I think I mentioned when we first got on the air today, I went and signed up for LinkedIn and Facebook. There is no privacy. Don't kid yourself. But if you want privacy, I think privacy has its place. So if I wanted to send a message to a business associate or to a family associate or someone that, maybe I didn't want to put those key words into my conversation, and that could be, in the liberty movement, that could be every other word. I'm not going to go over money. But the main thing is if you did want to do a safe and secure communication, you have to encrypt your data. And so what this does is it takes that data and it embeds it in to bits and bytes. That, so if you have, two pages of documentation, by the time the volume of data that will be seen will look like 10 pages. And they'll never be able to decipher what you did because it's all in bits and bytes. Yeah. And on top of that, if you really want to be secure, and this entire program was written by a couple gentlemen for Christians who are under persecution in China, and they didn't even want someone to know that they were handing out Bibles electronically. So they took the Bible, and they could bury the entire Bible in 27 pictures. And so what people would see is a JPEG, a picture, but buried in the data behind that front, that JPEG image, is actually and they were using the King James Version of the Bible. So when you do encryption, there's lots of ways to do it. You can do it through cryptography. You can do it through just basic encryption. You can do it through encryption on top of encryption. But at some point, you're going to want to get a message to someone that other people can't read.
Right.
And that's what this is for. And kryptonite didn't sell real fast, but it's a kind of a slow thing. So because of my journey and everything else, that has now taken a backseat to other things. I'm still repping the kryptonite product, and I have made a donation to RBN for their pledge drive of, I think it's like 54 units or something. So, and that's what it does. It's very simple. It's easy to use. There's only one problem with that. Excuse me. One problem is that once you put it into a computer, because it's on a data stick, and you plug it into your computer, it's linked to that computer. So I think with every unit that I've ever given or sold, and I think that your promotion includes two units.
Right.
So you can keep one, give one to someone else, and you have instantaneous secure communication between those two people.
Well, and I think I think that's going to be rather important in the future. From what I'm seeing right now, I think what's going to be going on, if people think they're being data mined right now, it's just not for Costco to see what display or end cap you stop by and what you're actually looking at and your pattern of walking through a store. No, we're talking about outright snooping and pooping on people, that they're in your emails. You know, they're all over the place looking what you watch online, what kind of movies you like through Netflix. I mean, they're data mining everything, and I hope they choke on all the data that they've been gathering because it's voluminous to the point of being ridiculous. But if you have to communicate with somebody and you want it secured, now this is something that just an ordinary individual that knows how to start up a computer and do whatever can use, correct?
Absolutely. It is so easy to use, and I've still been selling them, and they're selling, you know, like I said, slow. But I've never had anybody come back and say they couldn't use it, that it's been hard. Once, you know, it's like, these little data sticks, USB sticks.
Right.
That's what it comes on. And so you plug in the stick, the programmer's right there, you hit the program, and basically it links to the computer. When you take the stick away from the computer, nobody can come back in and try and find the program to decode your message because it's on the data stick.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that, because a lot of people are under the impression that, I had stuff on my computer. Okay, I wiped out those files. Folks, they're still on your hard drive unless you absolutely positively overwrite them or erase them. And when I say erase them, I mean erase them. If you've ever had a computer crash in your operating system, whether it's Windows 7 or whatever it is, when that goes bye-bye, pretty much the hard drive is gone. When you reformat, then you start writing over stuff. But the stuff, this is one of the favorite tricks of the FBI. They love these hard drives. You know, your five-year-old kid could have thrown your laptop down the stairs, completely destroyed the thing, and you think, oh, that's junk. And, well, you pull the hard drive out, and you maybe can retrieve some data. But all that data is still on that drive.
You know, quickly, I know we're coming to a break, John, but China and Russia just found out that Seagate and the manufacturers of hard drives in these computers all have deep buried back doors. And the NSA has been using those back doors. That came out in the news about 3 months ago. And so every computer that you've ever seen, because they started doing this in the 70s, has a back door so deeply embedded, they just found it now 30 years later by running some software security algorithms.
And you know, oh man, and where did somebody get the idea of selling a hard drive that people are going to be using for personal use or for business? Where did they get the idea that 30 years ago that this was a righteous thing to do, to put a little peephole into your hard drive? Where did they get even off thinking about it, let alone doing it?
Hey, some guy filling out a form that wants to keep his job.
All right, let's take the break. We'll come back in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of microplant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
You know, many people don't know, Mark, that even before 9/11, which was the great excuse for the government to start ripping big chunks out of our Freedom and Liberty Library, that the NSA, the CIA, were doing this for years and years and years beforehand. And the way it was always presented was, oh, well, you know, they're monitoring incoming emails and transmissions and whatever. Well, to whom? And if you're tracking them coming in, obviously, then you're going to be tracking them going out as well. But they had done this billions of times before 9/11.
Yeah, the main thing is, and this is what I found going, it's running rampant in this government system, is the checks and balances are basically gone. There's nobody watching the hen house. I mean, it's basically running amok, and I don't see it changing in the near future.
I don't as well. Well, and folks, we're talking about this kryptonite unit. Now, you just shipped those ones out. People have made a donation to the network before, and you were in the process of actually moving. And
yeah.
And you had to, in all of your stuff, you had to root through everything to grab the product to send me. And you shipped those out yesterday, right?
Those went out, and they'll be in your hand early in the week.
Okay.
And you're there. And really, anybody that needs anything, the station has my number, and I would be more than happy. Now, the Kryptonite website I took down.
Yeah.
But I have a new link, and they can also leave a message there.
Okay.
And so I want to, the name of the show starting on Monday is Spiritual Survival. And would you believe that the name of the website is spiritualsurvival.org?
Nobody had that before?
No.
I'll be doggone.
Actually, it was 1999 when that was put into place.
Well, and the point being here is, folks, that donated before to get one of those, these are pairs, okay, not a piece, but pairs. You put that donation into us, we have you on that list, and that will be sent out to you. So we have some sets left. So what I'm going to tell people now, these normally retailed, and you're right, not a lot of people caught on to how valuable these things really were. I mean, to keep the spooks and kooks out of your life and out of your transmissions, folks. I mean, how much better does it get than that? And it was a slow roll. People didn't catch on to it, but a lot of people did. So what we're going to do here today, for a donation of $100 to the network, we're going to make sure you get two of those sticks. They normally retail for $149. But folks, we want to gift you back. We want to give you something that's real and important in appreciation of your support of this network. Because like I said earlier, the only fear that I have in my life is not the loss of my own life. It's the continuation of this network. That is my only fear, that it will not be able to continue.
Well, I think you've done two things here. One, you're giving the listeners a real value, because those kryptonite units they're awesome. And the second thing is you made a decision to bring on a life-giving show that will show some hope. And I think that that's going to be a real value to everybody else.
I do so as well. Hey, can you hang on? Because we got some calls here, and I want to tell tell people how they can get the kryptonite sticks, folks, little USB things. It doesn't stay on your computer. It goes with you. So wherever you go, you ain't got to take your laptop or your PC with you. I haven't seen anybody yet come up with a little carry pack for a PC. All right, let's take top of the hour break. My guest is Mark Kaplan. His show is going to start Monday, and we'll remind you again of the times and all that other stuff. And that's going to air from 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time. Folks, about spiritual survival, a lot that has not been paid attention to. We'll be right back. With